But the point that I want to know to me, right? What if he asked me, what if a Christian have a weakness? And every now and then he sometimes mess up.
There's an answer right here, but Jason.
One thing I looked at that relates to this, if you look at Luke 22 and verse 32, this is a portion of scripture used a lot to say that your faith can be lost, but actually it really doesn't. Concerns Peter and his denying Christ, but Christ says, "But I have prayed for you that your faith does not fail. And when you have returned, strengthen your brother." Now, there's an interesting translation on the "when you are returned," and some people converted. But nevertheless, Christ is praying that your faith fail not. Christ is the one praying here. It's completely... it's not us. It has nothing to do with us. This is Christ praying that our faith fail not. I mean, that should just be really speaking to our hearts. It has nothing to do with us, but it's hidden.
So, Brother Daniel, you're saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, when you talk about that, someone not living right, the classic example of that is Lot. We quoted Lot the other day when we were speaking in St. Albans. Brother Dave was talking about it. How he lived a life down in a city where he was very ungodly. It affected his whole family. And the scripture shows you this man looked like he was totally unsaved. Incest, everything that was wrong, went down wrong with his brother. But when we read the book of Peter, it says there, he vexed his righteous soul with a righteous living of the wicked. There's such a thing as a carnal believer. A believer who gives their heart to the Lord. But when you look at your life, it's like they just like the world. Don't mix them up with a believer who's trying to live right. It's a big difference. When a person is born again, I like to use this example. You are born, right? Can you be unborn? Even in conception, when you're born, when a person is conceived, it cannot be reverse conception. So what do? You have abortion. There's no solution for it. When a person is born again, you cannot change that path. So once you're born into the family of God, it cannot be reversed. So you can use those two examples. Once you become a Christian, you're a Christian forever. Along with all the scripture that we've
Amy has been waiting a while. No, fear me. Okay.
Just first,
Hey, Amy, you better go after Brother Io.
One of the verses that I had was Titus chapter 3.
I didn't hear what you said. She said that's okay.
Yeah, I gave you some time. Titus chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." And basically the emphasis there is that it's not what we're doing. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, according to his mercy, he saved us. So just to kind of to address what you were saying before about what if you do this or what if you do that, it's not based on what you're doing. It's according to his mercy. And that just kind of shows that to you. Also, in Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 4 and 5, it says, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." And, you know, us being saved is something that was before the foundation of the world. So, I mean, it goes back to such a far time. I mean, it's so deep. You know, it's really so deep. I mean, predestined. You know what I mean? Having predestined it. I mean, God knew that we would be saved before the world began. So this is something that's eternal. You know, and God is eternal, so what he does is eternal. You understand what I'm saying? And this, your salvation is a work of God. So that can't, you know, once you are saved, you can't be lost. It's eternal.